Ashland University has built a women's basketball dynasty. The Division II team has won 2 national titles in the past 7 years. They were on a 73-game winning streak that ended at last month's championship game. Now the team's head coach is moving on. WKSU commentator Terry Pluto joins me. Terry, few programs on any level have been this successful.
Amanda, in the last 3 years, they had a coach named Robin Fralick, and she record in that time 104-3.
I mean, that's unbelievable.
I've never seen anything like it. Maybe the UConn women at some point. But, you know, right in our backyard, Ashland College Division II, it's almost like a basketball royal family. There was a woman there, coached her for 20 years, named Sue Ramsey. Mm. And she got this thing really going. And then her assistant was Robin Fralick. And for 7 years, Robin Fralick was kind of the at the right hand of Sue Ramsey. When Sue retired, that was 3 years ago, Robin took over. And they went from being really good, arguably great, to record-breaking. Mm-hmm. Now, unlike Sue Ramsey, who was in her early 60s and coming to the end of a long career, Robin was in her middle 30s.
Yeah, she got a contract extension last year for $80,000.
Right, so she was making $80,000, which is a lot of money, by the way, in Division II. Mm-hmm. So last year, when they won a national title, she was offered a chance to coach at Belmont, which is in Nashville. They turned it down. But I knew about a month ago, word leaked out, Bowling Green is looking at Robin Fralick from Ashland College. And I'm like, well, first of all, if I'm Bowling Green, I'm not letting her off the phone if I can get her.
Right.
And I'm thinking, this is who you get to revive your program. And they offered her the job, and she took it. Now, here's a couple of other interesting things. Her husband was teaching at Ashland High School, and he also was like a part-time assistant, volunteer assistant on the basketball thing. And they have 2 little kids, and they would bring them to the gym. It was kind of a homey thing, and you're able to do that at Division II. It's kind of like they have this little Cinderella basketball Disneyland down there at Ashland, going back to Sue Ramsey. You know, basically, Sue begot Robin Fralick, and the new coach at Ashland is who?
It's Carrie Pickens.
She was the assistant to Robin Fralick. She also had played for the previous coach, Sue Ramsey. She's part of the royal family, too. This is a woman who had played at Ashland and been an assistant coach for a few years at Ashland. They average about 1,500 fans a game. The gym only holds 1,700. They sell out women's basketball games at Ashland. This is not like you go watch some of the MAC games and there's 300-400 people in a gym that, you know, holds 7,000. This is a little gym that's packed, become kind of a town team. I mean, this is a big hire for Ashland College to get this right.
So they wanted to keep it to where there's as little disruption as possible.
Exactly. Yeah. So, you know, so Carrie Pickens takes over. In fact, she told me the first thing she did was on the phone all the time, making sure that the kids they have are staying and the recruits they have coming in are staying. To me, it's a fascinating story because, you know, you see the growth of women's basketball. Because once again, what's Robin making? What's her raise once she went from $80,000 to how much?
$231,000.
Yeah, 6-year contract. I'm not sure how much is guaranteed, but probably part of it. And that's about the average salary for a woman's coach in the Mid-American Conference is about $230,000. My guess is she'll do pretty well, but I think there'll be moments she'll think, man, it was a whole lot more fun at Ashland, just because that's how it is in the beginning.
Terry, thanks.
You're welcome, Amanda.
That's WKSU commentator Terry Pluto, who joins us Wednesday mornings to talk sports.